USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is using voter fraud information collected by the Amistad Project. The project's director, Philip Klein, said Monday on Newsmax TV, there's blood in the streets, referring to evidence after crimes have been committed.
What evidence is there to show that a crime has been committed? And we have identified hundreds of thousands of ballots. Now, we do this by reaching out to voters. We crunch the data from the government. We actually contact the voter, and we see if what they say they did is reflected accurately in the voting rolls. And we've come up with tens of thousands of Republican ballots that were not counted. We've come up with hundreds of thousands of Republicans who say they never requested a ballot, but they voted absentee by somebody else. We've identified people outside of the state who voted within the state. And all of this occurred in the key swing states that we're speaking about.
USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune in to Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.
The FDA is meeting December 10th to examine Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. The president says that's not soon enough. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
President Trump is urging the FDA to act quickly on Moderna's application for an emergency use authorization for its coronavirus vaccine. The president making those comments on Twitter. Now, as far as when the coronavirus vaccine will be distributed after it is approved by the FDA, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells ABC's Good Morning America,
it'll ship within 24 hours after FDA approval, and then really it's going to be up to our nursing homes, our hospitals, our pharmacies to get that dispensed. So it really could be within days of FDA approval, we'll start seeing vaccines in people's arms, which is frankly incredible. Think about this. 10 months into this pandemic hitting our shores, thanks to what President Trump has done here, we believe we're going to have people getting vaccinated, millions of people, before Christmas this year. It's just unheard of in the history of public health.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Philadelphia Eagles defense did their best Monday night against the Seattle Seahawks, keeping Week 12's NFC showdown in reach for much of the game, but fell short 23-17. Seattle Seahawks wide receiver DK Metcalf played like he had a chip on his shoulder.
You know, a place that had a chance to draft me, but no, they didn't, so, you know, I got to make them pay. You know, I still got work to do. One of the defensive coaches came up to me, and it kind of made me mad that he was like, you know, I was in Detroit with Megatron, but you're not there yet. You know, in my mind, I'm not trying to be Megatron. I'm trying to be me. So, you know, had a little chip on my shoulder the whole game.
Metcalf played college football at Ole Miss. He's the son of former Chicago Bears guard Terrence Metcalf. Empty stadiums and fake crowd noise is getting quite old. So when can we start putting fans back in the seats? USA Radio News' Dan Araki looks into it.
Many sports fans are hoping to soon be able to cheer on their teams from the stands once again, something that could still be a ways down the road, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases told Yahoo Sports on Monday that getting back to full arenas and stadiums will mostly depend on how quickly people get vaccinated. Fauci says he doesn't think that will occur before July of next year. When asked about full stadiums for college and pro football next season, Fauci said he believes that is possible. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The top three stadiums for football games based on atmosphere are Lambeau Field, home of the Green Bay Packers, CenturyLink Field, Seattle Seahawks, and Gillette Stadium, New England Patriots. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.